Hi, this is Rudy Gobert, and this is your Jazz Game Rewind.
The Utah Jazz face a familiar foe tonight in the Houston Rockets, who have ousted them the last two playoff trips they've had. Houston came into tonight reeling just a bit, missing three of their five starters and former MVPs James Harden and Russell Westbrook, and also missing starting big man Clint Capella. But it didn't mean a thing for this Rockets squad, who was firing on all cylinders, with Eric Gordon coming up huge tonight with a career-high 50 points on 6 of 11 shooting from 3 and 16 of 20 from the free throw line.
Gordon powers the drive to the basket and scores, and Eric Gordon, who at one point in his career was a 25-point-a-game scorer for the Clippers, has got 19 in the first half. Rivers driving, ball fakes, flares it back out to Tucker, hands to Gordon, three ball right side, good.
Paul Johnson on deck here for your Jazz Game Rewind, and highlights were few and far between tonight for the Utah Jazz. Outside of Bojan Bogdanović, the team was a woeful 5-for-29 from three-point range. The one bright spot came from Donovan Mitchell, 36 points to go along with three rebounds and four assists, and also nabbed three steals.
Donovan wants the switch. He's trying to get McLemore on him. Now he has Tucker on him, though. He drives, gets to the window, and scores it. Donovan's got 19. Jazz at least know what they're going against now. You can see them trying to attack it.
Just not enough of that tonight from Mitchell and company, as the undermanned Rockets own the Utah Jazz tonight. Austin Rivers also came up big with a season-high 21 points.
Rivers, in and out dribble against Gobert, retreats all the way out. Rudy stays with him. Now straightens up Rudy. Rivers, a very good one-on-one player, tries a step back three and hits. 22-13 Rockets.
We're going to take you now to midway through the third quarter, where the Rockets are able to create a little separation with the Jazz fumbling the ball away with some sloppy play and turnovers. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone on the call.
75-68, Jazz down 7, 3:32 left. Conley drives, falls to the ground, turns the ball over. Driving his house the other way and scoring it. Bogdanović loses the dribble. Three straight unforced turnovers, just losing the dribble. Conley twice and now Bogdanović. And now a foul on Conley.
We're not a one-on-one team.
The Rockets are doing to the Jazz tonight all of the same things they did to the Jazz in the playoffs last 2 years. The Jazz three-point shooting in last year's five-game series was 9 of 38, 11 of 35, 12 of 41, 8 of 38, and 7 of 27. For a 47 of 179 or 26%. And tonight the Jazz are lower than that. But even worse, Mike Conley, twice without defenders around him, basically just dribbles the ball away. And Bogdanović just did the same. And a rally is now muted, and they're down 11 with 3 minutes to play here in the third. Here's Conley, 7 points, two rebounds, two assists. Chesset left side to Niang, drives on house, flares it to Clarkson, tight ropes the baseline, pulls up with a hopper and hits it. Remember, George Niang was surprisingly good in the playoffs last year. He went back to his Iowa State Cyclone days. House, step back three, contested, no good. Rebound Gobert. 9 point deficit. Clarkson crosses over, drives, dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. Incredible, but not like in a good way.
It really isn't. I mean, if they're going to do that, what they're doing right now, David, I would like to see them forget about that secondary break, start pushing the ball up the floor a little bit and not let the defense, especially on the perimeter, get set. Now when you're breaking the defense, you can give your teammates some good looks.
Rudy Gobert checks out. He's minus 18 tonight. Cephalosha, three straight away, got it. Tony Bradley has to go guard Tabo Cephalosha at 30 feet. And the Jazz are down 12. Donovan, hard drive, lost the basketball. Fast break, Conley retreats, and the layup's missed. Left side, Niang. Big Euro step to the basket, off the window and in.
I just think more opportunities would be there for the Jazz if they would do just that. Even if they get into the paint and there's nothing there, the draw and kick should be there.
That's a good point. Cephalosha playing pick and roll with Donovan. Just flares out. Another three for Tabo. No good. Rebound comes to Clarkson.
Go with it.
Clarkson prances to the front court. In and out dribble, and they hold Bradley on the roll, and a foul on the Rockets. Jazz are down 10 with 1:22 left in the third.
And it's not like the Houston Rockets are have just taken control of the ball game. Just the fact that the defensively, I guess they have. Offensively.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Jazz just can't make shots, losing the basketball at the wrong time.
Jazz offensive rating right now is a 94, which is better than it was at halftime at an 84. Clarkson drives, wild turnaround jumper, no good. Really bad look. Clarkson's one of the guys who can go one-on-one, but he didn't get to the basket. Here's Rivers right side. He's got 16 points. Comes off a Tucker pick. Flares it up top to Gordon, who's got 30. Gordon gets to the elbow, sees Bradley, retreats him out. Gordon goes one-on-one, beats Tony to the basket. Easy layup. I mean, they've got a game plan.
And they're using it very well.
Jazz are down 12. Donovan's got 24 to lead the Jazz. Bogdanovich has 16. The two of them are 6 of 13 from the three. The rest of the team is 0 of 15. Donovan tries to draw a foul with 30 seconds left in the quarter. Doesn't get the whistle. Stalks the official going the other way. Rebound comes to the Rockets. They lead by 12. Rivers drives on Donovan to the rack. Easy layup and a foul on Bradley.
And a technical foul on Donovan Mitchell.
Our player of the game goes to an easy choice here tonight. Eric Gordon, a career-high 50 points. His previous best was 41 all the way back in 2009. This man was on a mission tonight for the Houston Rockets. Like we mentioned earlier, 6 of 11 from 3, 14 of 22 in total field goals, and 16 of 20 from the line. He did it all around, too, as well, collecting 6 rebounds and also dishing out 3 assists. Eric Gordon, a plus 12, our player of the game tonight for the Houston Rockets. The next time the Jazz are in action is Wednesday as they travel to San Antonio to take on the Spurs. The next time you can catch the Jazz here at Vivint Smart Home Arena is next Wednesday, February 5th, as they host the Denver Nuggets. You can get your tickets at utahjazz.com. If you want more on this game, head to utahjazz.com/lockedonjazz. For your Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Paul Johnson.